Buzzer After Hours, the late night buzzer podcast show. Music and some offbeat stuff. No rules, no taboos. Hosted by Shay, the Buzzer Podcast is a Canadian broadcast connected to artists around the globe.
Hey, y'all. I am Shay. This is the Buzzer After Hours podcast on Air Indie, from iPad to yours over the airways. Welcome and enjoy. Today on the show, also Norway producer, singer, songwriter Robert Vendetta. A not to miss artist, love his voice, it could melt butter. We feature tracks from his just released album, All by His Handsome Self, that was released on September 30th. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in tonight and enjoy the show.
Hey, Robert. It's Shay here. Thank you for coming on the podcast for the second time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you must be excited about your full album coming out, All by My Handsome Self. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. So when's the official drop?
Do you say September 30 in Canada?
All right.
Yeah, so 30th of this September. There's so many ways of saying dates.
Yeah, I know, eh? I'm on multiple platforms worldwide, right? And I always have to double check when I look at the date, especially if the artist has an embargo date, right? And I'm on a Canadian site. It's a different month, day, year. Then if I'm on a UK site.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have our own system in Norway as well.
Oh, do you? So,
yeah, we put the number before the month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's they should really get down to a standard, you know?
Yeah. Because it's confusing.
Okay, so tell me a bit about what you've been doing since we last spoke. We did Colombian Spice. We did some of the Spanish tracks without you. Mm-hmm. And we talked a bit about your process and stuff like that. Can you tell me what you've been doing since then? I've seen you really busy on social media with videos and promo.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that because that's what we can do today. But I actually played my first festival in years this summer. It was really fun. It was just so nice to have an audience again, and they had a lot of fun. So it was kind of like self.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was good for my self-esteem to know I can still put it off.
Yeah, I guess it would be after a while if you haven't been doing live. Yeah. It's just like getting back on a horse, right?
Exactly. And like I hadn't been singing for real for like a year. So I had to warm up my voice a lot because, you know, something happens when you don't sing for a year. So
yeah, of course you have to train it.
Yeah. And I've been playing with my band again, which I love because, you know, they're amazing people. They're so nice and they're so good. You know, it's a strange combo of having somebody who's really good to play and being a nice guy at the same time. So I enjoyed that a lot. So just, you know, that we could actually meet up again and play music was fantastic.
That's amazing. Tell me a bit about the band.
Well, I got a 3-piece band. So I have a drummer called Andy. He's really, really good. He used for 1 year, he played for The King. Mm-hmm. The King has his own kind of like band, marching band. He's really nice. And he has like this, you know, normally a drummer would you do something with the left hand and then something else with the right hand, and he can just switch. So I find that kind of I like that a lot. And then on the bass, there's a guy called Howie, which I met Andy through Howie because Howie played a gig with me a couple of years ago, and I just loved his playing, and he's a really nice guy as well. And then on the mellotron, we have this woman called Torun Christel, and she's really cool. She's like, she's got style, she's got swag, and she's a great singer, and she is also nice. And the guys are like in the early 20s, and she's in her early 40s, but you can't tell.
Oh, awesome. Are you going to be touring with this band?
Yeah, that's the plan. Things are just opening up now in Norway, so there will be hopefully more possibilities to do that because I really want to do it. I'm really hungry. I actually bought like a mini PA system so I could play concerts like in living rooms or, you know, just in people's gardens and stuff. So I want to do a lot of that.
Okay. And
hopefully within the month that will be possible in Norway. Everything will open up again.
So private.
But of course, I want to play in Canada. Hopefully I'm going to Singapore. I want to play in Singapore.
Oh,
so
that's a great market.
Yeah.
That's a great market.
I'm just visiting a friend, but she has connections, so why not?
Yeah, the podcast just started covering artists from Singapore and Hong Kong, and they reached out to us, which was really cool. The interest in music is definitely there. Definitely there. Actually, I wanted to tell you, I was interviewing one of my artists from the Los Angeles area on the air, and they pointed out your music well on air and talking about how talented you are and that they heard you on my podcast and they loved you. Yeah. So you got fans out in LA.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you got fans out in LA and they're very good artists.
Yeah, because you know, on Spotify, I can tell where people have been playing my music. And I saw somebody had been playing it in LA. And I was like, who's that?
It's probably Mike and Mandy.
Fantastic. You have to say thank you.
I will. Yeah, but I don't disagree. It'd be great to have you in Canada. Actually, it's fun that you brought up private performances, because something I hadn't talked about with you the first time we met online was that you actually performed for the royal family.
Yeah, I did.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I was the guitar player in a project called Street Art or Gotekunst, which is in Norway, and they were funded by the prince and the princess has this kind of campaign where they fund different types of projects, and this was one of them. So, and they really liked that project, and especially their son, because it was a lot of, you know, rap and hip hop and that kind of music. So we played at their home actually twice, and once was just like a private party with the royal family. So that was really cool because I got to see the king in a, you know, not an official place, or you know what I mean.
Oh yeah,
he was just being the granddad.
Yeah,
and that was amazing.
That would be amazing. That would be an amazing experience. I'm a royal watcher, right? So I wanted to talk to you about that. I thought it was really, really cool. Before we talk a bit more about your music and spin the track, All by My Handsome Self, which is the title track, I'm going to do a bit of trivia with you.
Okay.
Okay. Who founded Motown Records?
Oh, that's Berry Gordy.
Oh, all right. God, you know your stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. I was surprised you knew that.
Well, I know Berry Gordy. I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. So.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't get that connection when I pulled this trivia question. And I was trying to stump you. Okay, so let's talk about your title track, All by My Handsome Self. You had a unique way that you came upon the title.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that are musicians and they are in other bands. And one of these guys who actually played bass in my band, he was in a band called Klondike, and he wrote a lot of the songs, and one of the songs had just a sentence, just one line of the lyric that was "All by my handsome self," and I just thought that's just too good to be just one line in the lyric. That needs to be a title. I actually used it as the title of a tour I did when I was just performing me and the piano.
Oh wow!
Robert Vendetta, All by His Handsome Self was the name of the tour, and I thought it's just like I love the way the words are put together, like it's like this double sense that you get, like, yeah, there's somebody lonely, but he sure is handsome too.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I knew there was a backstory, but I didn't know that it was so interesting. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So tell me a bit about the song.
Well, the song is one of a few songs where I had the title and I had kind of like what I wanted the song to be about, the story. So the story is this guy meets a girl, which is what happens in Colombian Spice, the song. And he gets the sense that he has a shot at this girl, you know, and tries to make something happen, like thinking maybe like Rome wasn't built in a day, but there's a possibility here. And then she just disappears, you know, from all sorts of social media, and he can't get a hold of her. And then he hears from one of her friends, no, she's married. So that was kind of like the story I tried to make of that song.
Okay.
So in a way, I think it's kind of special.
Okay, so it's about a lover that you find, that you're trying to find, and they end up being taken.
Exactly.
Wow. And Columbia Spice is about meeting somebody that blows your world apart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're the same but different.
Yeah, because the whole album is a concept album. So I tried to, when I did the lyrics, I wanted to think like a musical. Because when you make a concept album, it's hard to, you know, the songs has to be about certain parts of the story. So that's why Colombian Spice is the meeting, and All By My Handsome Self is kind of like the overture,
like the
song that sets what you're going to witness on the album, what's the story is.
Oh, I'm glad I brought it up. So we're going to spin All By My Handsome Self right now.
Mm-hmm.
So is that coming out with a video?
Yeah, of course.
And and when's that release date?
The video?
Yeah.
The video is September 17th. Mm-hmm. So 1 week after the song. And we had a lot of fun making the video. Because I had this idea of, because we're in a pandemic, it makes, when you're all by your handsome self, it makes it even like more bitter now, because a lot of us have been alone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to have the idea of somebody making a party and inviting just himself to the party.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing all the characters at a party.
Were you alone yourself a lot during the pandemic?
Yeah, I live alone, so.
Oh, you live alone.
Yeah, it came to the point where I was watching TV shows and I kind of became fond of the characters like they were my friends.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm blessed that I have my husband, but my heart went out to people that were all by themselves, especially during the holidays. Yeah.
Yeah, because I, at work I could meet people, but it's not the same.
Oh, no, it's not the same. You have to keep a veneer up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the things I did was buy myself a piano that I could have at home. So I had, you know, some just something to do that I loved at home as well.
Oh, that's awesome. And the the one thing about Call Tonight, which is the second track that we're going to hear, part of the album, is I love the piano in it. Is that the piano that you bought?
No. It's the piano I've had for like 12 years now, which is in the studio. It's from 1910, so it's really old, and it has this like unique sound.
Yeah, it was unique. It reminded me of the 50 Pops era.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I just got it from a friend, and I don't think he has any idea how good it is. Like, we have a guy who tunes all the piano on the house, and we have like 7 pianos on the house. And he says, that's the best piano. It's even better than the Steinway that's upstairs. And Steinway is like the Rolls Royce of pianos, or it's actually a grand piano. But he prefers mine. So,
oh, wow. So, okay, yeah. Let's backpedal a bit. You have 7 pianos in your home?
No, at work, there are 7 pianos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I thought you said in your home.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Yeah, no. I do agree with them about the piano. It's very unique, and it comes across in the song. It's an incredible song. Can you tell me? Can you tell me about the story behind that?
Well, that is actually quite an old song. I can't remember when I wrote it, but it started off more like a Cohen kind of song. I played it on an acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for, since I was making the album like a musical, I was looking for songs that would fit into the story. And I picked up that song. I don't know if it's from 2006 maybe or something like that. And I did a lot of rearranging, and I changed the key of the song. I rewrote the lyrics. But I feel it's kind of soulful. Like we were talking about Berry Gordy, and I think there's a part of Motown in that song.
Oh, 100%.
Or like David Bowie would call it plastic soul, because he's a white man doing soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of like a plastic soul song.
No, it's definitely.
So I figured I had to do a lot of harmonies, you know, to get that soul sound.
Mm-hmm. I've told you before that you remind me of David Bowie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's one of my heroes. So.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But yeah, seeing you, I haven't seen you on stage live, but seeing you in the videos and also talking to you as a creative, you do remind me a lot of his persona.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you.
We're going to hear a call tonight right now. Well, I love the song. I love both. How many tracks are going to be in the album?
12 tracks. Two of them are piano pieces. So like 10 normal songs or whatever you want to call them. But yeah.
So full instrumental?
Yeah, two full instrumental songs.
Oh, wow. I look forward to hearing
that.
And is the album going to be on pre-save?
Of course.
Okay, so...
you should pre-save it.
Of course. Is it going to... Where, on what platform? Spotify?
Yeah, on Spotify. On all the major streaming apps.
Oh, good. On all of them. So tell me about the landscape that you're looking at in Norway as an artist. Like, are they requiring a social distancing and vaccinations, or are they pretty open in terms of opening up venues? Is it as it was prior to COVID?
Not yet, but things have been going pretty well in Norway. But it's has a lot to do with how the people trust politicians in Norway, so they do what they're told. So especially in Oslo, people have been really good, you know, keeping distances and, you know, wearing the mouth mask and everything. So we're not that bad off, which makes it possible to open more. But the venues, no, not yet.
Well, the venues aren't open yet.
No, not the big ones. So we had like this really curious thing happening in the summer this year. There was a lot of small festivals popping up because you can do small festivals. All the big ones have been canceled, but the small ones are good for artists like me because it's an opportunity to play.
100%, and also increase your fan base. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay. I can see why that you're looking at more festivals and small gatherings, and that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, and it's fun too.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? My favorite is going to the local pub or local bar or festival and getting to, you know, some great acts have come from those festivals.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I remember just being in Melbourne and just walking on the streets and seeing some of the street musicians in Melbourne. They're fantastic. And that was as good as any great concert because it was somebody I didn't know. So it was a surprise that they were really that good. And some of them had written like really, really great songs as well. So
in Melbourne, Australia?
Yeah.
And how often are you there?
I'd just been there once. But that was one of the things that like left a lasting impression on me. It was just like the street scene of the musicians.
Oh, yeah. The Australian scene is very active. Very active.
Yeah, and it's good quality. Like if you walk on the streets in Oslo, you know, you get everything from great to no. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
what's next after this album?
Well, of course, booking gigs is the important thing, and then we've prepared a lot of promotional material. So the goal is to make the release last as long as we can. But of course, we are planning like a live album next year, and I've already started planning the next studio album. With the band, I promised the bass player that he will be more involved in the making of the next album because he wants to, which is amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. Amazing. And you've been working with the bass player for how long?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, three, four years maybe. But I always play bass on my albums because I am actually a bass player.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So I'm an educated bass player. So one of my bassists, he always told me like, you know, it's kind of strange playing bass in the band of a bass player.
So how many instruments do you play, Robert?
Oh, I play, the piano and the guitar. I play some drums and then the bass, of course. And then I play some strange guitars. Like there's a Mexican one called Jarana, which I can play, which is a really small guitar. And of course, the ukulele. I tried to learn the harmonica, but I never got good at it. So, but yeah, all the basic band instruments, because when I was younger, I always wanted to just go in the studio and be able to record an album by myself, like Paul McCartney did or Lenny Kravitz did.
Well, you pretty much do that.
Yeah, especially on this last album. Because of the title, I figured I had to.
Yeah, there goes Jim. I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
So is Instagram still the best place to get notifications of what you're up to, or is there somewhere else?
Yeah, it's Instagram and Facebook are the ones that I post things on every week, a couple of times a week, yeah.
Awesome. Well, good luck with your album release. From what we've heard, it's going to be a banger. It's an incredible album. You've done a lot of work. You deserve everything. And I hope it's successful.
Thank you. That's that makes me feel good when you say that. Hey. Yeah, I hope so too.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. And thank you for coming on the podcast.
But of course, thank you for having me again. It's really cool.
Thanks.
Okay, that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning into the Buzzer Network, sponsored by Buzzroll Media. Thank you to the artists who share their music. Our shows wouldn't happen without their music. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter for showtimes and updates. Subscribe at thebuzzerpod.com. Fans and artists can submit their requests to Shay at thebuzzroll.com. Until next time, cheers.